Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalm and let's read Psalm 84. Hallelujah. It is good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Yes. Psalm 84, Psalm of David. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord my heart, and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they, hallelujah, that dwell in thy house, there be still praising thee, Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well, the rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength, every one of them in Zion appeared before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. I'll repeat this. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for all these wonderful promises. Teach us your ways to repent, to walk uprightly, because you promise here that you will not withhold anything good from those who walk uprightly. Let's come to God, let's repent from our sins, wrongdoing, shortcomings, wickedness. Let's come to God, let's surrender our life and will unto Him. Lord, forgive as we repent and renounce our ways and wrong ways. Lord, hear our prayers, we are repenting. Listen to your church who repent, your wife. Cleanse it, O God. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness, work of the flesh, wickedness. Teach us more of your ways and your commands. Help us by the blood of Jesus. Heal us, cleanse us. O Lord, cover our sin, justify us so that we can continue to serve you with a clear conscience in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore you, Lord. Let's now give him thanks. Let him thank you, Lord. Open your mouth. Say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for all miracles, wonders, provision, help that come from you, Lord. Even our breath, the daily food, the sleep, the good sleep, the good dream, oh God, the good health, the healing, the miracles, the provision, everything had come from you, Lord. And this day morning we give you thanks and we adore you for our wives, our spouses, our children, your word, the promises of yours. In the name of Jesus, Lord, make a way, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore you, O God. We continue to pray that we will walk in the fear of yours in the name of Jesus. Now start to ask the Lord your needs, because we have no one can give us our needs except He. Yes, Lord. No one. Open your hands, O God. We are waiting that You will relieve us, You will aid us. We are asking alms from You, Your help, O God. Jesus, we are knocking on door. You help, Lord. You guide. You strengthen in the name of Jesus. All good things come from You, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. We thank You, Lord. We bless You, O God. Whatever You need, You ask. Help us and guide us, strengthen us with Your grace and mercy. Teach us, Lord, Your ways and Your command. Thank You, Holy Spirit. Thank You, Master. Thank You, Jesus. Let's pray for our families, our spouses, our children, our parents, our siblings. Perfect this in every family. You are the head of each and every family. Help, O God, families to shine before You, before men. Help, Lord, all the single mothers who are caring for their children. You are their husband. You are the head. You provide, O God. And Lord, help us to testify about You in action and in deeds. Before we speak, O God, people can see You clearly in our lives. I pray for family worship every day. Your word will be preached. O God, You help us, You guide us, You strengthen us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray the fear of Yours will be imparted in our lives, that we will fear You, Lord. We will surrender our lives and will, and we will continue to serve You wholeheartedly. In the name of Jesus. Lord, thank You. Thank You, Master. Time for prayers. Let's pray. Whatever you need. Ask Jesus. He's here. He's the King. He's God. He's the one who created you. Hallelujah. Thank You. Thank You, Jesus, for Your death on the cross to give us eternal life. Thank You, God. Oh, Lord, we magnify Jesus. We adore You. Help us to persevere. Help us to do the work of Yours in full, O Lord. Pray now. Pray for your job. Pray for your boss. Pray that God will bless them, bless the place you are working so they will increase your salary, that also they can give you salary on time. You make a way, Lord. Hear our prayers. Bless, O God, the jobs and the places that each and every one of us working, we commit ourselves to be a good testimony, O God, to work hard, to be faithful and honest, to respect the authorities over us. Lord, bless these places, hospitals, clinics, restaurants, coffee shop, school, factory, Lord, whatever, Lord, farm, we pray in the name of Jesus. You bless, O God, so that Your people, all the pending salaries, I pray they will give. Lord, I pray for bonuses in the name of Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Provide visas, provide residency, provide whatever documents we need. We trust You, God. We pray for all our contacts here in UAE and in other places back home, those we meet every day, our neighborhood, back in our places, our relatives, our neighbors, oh God, the people, the friends we know through the media, we pray that we will tell them about You. We will speak about You, oh God. You make a way, oh Lord, let them hear about You from our mouth in the name of Jesus. Anoint us to preach, and we pray. We pray for this country, UAE, and all the places that Your church can stand in Oman, Kuwait, in Iraq, in India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Pakistan, Armenia, Sierra Leone, Malawi, oh God, and Lord, also in Philippines, Australia, America, Lord, Nigeria, Ukraine, Lord, whatever these places your church has been spread, I pray for a blessing. I pray for the government will grant us favor from you and from them. We pray all documentations needed, visas, logistic needs, offices, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, there to help us. We thank you, Jesus. Let your name be lifted up. Come, you are the head of your church, O God. Take full control, lead us. Change our lives, O God. Mold us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. We commit ourselves to reproduce the fruit, more fruit of the Holy Spirit, that people see you in our life. Bless, O God, your church. Multiply us. Help us to reach others, to help others. Bless the website. Bless the church school, the church cleaning, the church banking. Bless all the ministry, the youth and the children and their parents. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. You are great God. Oh Lord, even today our worship. Anoint it, oh God. Anoint our worship. Anoint the songs. Anoint the prayers. Anoint the word of God. Anoint, Lord, the giving, even this recording. Use it, oh God. Use it, Lord, for your glory. Lord, we are coming to worship. We are coming to serve you. You are the only true God who will help us, oh God. And we will testify about your goodness. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We magnify you. We adore you. That's all we ask and pray. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. And let us start and let us worship the Lord. Let's stand to worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Into your hands I commit again with all I am for you. I'll trust in you, and I believe in all of your ways, your promises forever.
Thank you, Lord God, for your promises that is always yes and amen. Thank you, Lord God, that you have given us a reason to live even here on earth. Thank you, Lord God, that you have given, O Lord, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto you, worshiping you, O Lord. Thank you, Lord God, that in every battle that we go through, O Lord, you are there, O Lord Jesus. You are there to win the victory for us. The battle is yours, O Lord God. And even the victory is yours. Thank you, Lord God. We commit everything into your hand, O Lord. We don't have any weapon here on earth, but your words and your promises to us. Amen? We have the weapon of warfare. The praises in our lips.
Fight the enemy as we
Jesus to us. God is with us. Amen. Yes, O Lord Jesus, you deserve to be worshipped. You deserve to be honored. Yes, we fall down upon your feet. We fall down at the throne of our Lord God. He's holy. We cry unto you, O God, you are holy, the Holy One. Thank you, Lord, for your love and your greatness. Thank you for the cross. Thank you. Thank you that you have given us your love to be sacrificed for our sins. Thank you for the cross. person who was nailed and crucified on the cross, but has risen up after his death. Thank you, Lord God, that you have given us your promise that even we will die, we will rise up because of your Son who died on the cross for us. Thank you, Lord God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Let's continue to worship the Lord by our giving. As we bring our tithes and offering and praise the fruit to God. And as He promised that He will bless us, He will pour out so much blessing that we have no place to keep, and He will rebuke the devourer in our lives. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy unto us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your guidance, your help and support. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for everything you give us and the things that we have received from you, O God. Lord, we ask to bless our brothers and sisters who brought to you tithes and offering and first fruit, open the windows of heaven and bless them and pour out so much blessing in their life they have no place to keep. And Lord, I pray you rebuke the devourer in their life and pestilence, and let all nations know they are blessed by you. And Lord, I pray you anoint this amount of money, use it mightily, O God, to reach the lost and to meet the needs. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. We will continue today in our series, The Way to be Blessed. Amen. Every one of us need a blessing, right? We need the blessing from the Lord. And God has given a blessing, has sent His blessing to us. But we need to obey God so the blessing will reach us, so we can receive it. Not that you do something that God will send a blessing. It's already there, as I said that before. But we need to obey the Lord and the scriptures, the word of God, teach us how to receive the blessing. Psalm 94, verse 12, say, blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law. Blessed is the man that God discipline. When God chastens you, or when God discipline you, God give you a spunk or hard time, God is blessing you. There's a purpose of the trial that you are passing through. You must learn your lesson out of it. That is, God is blessing you through this discipline that He is giving you. Amen. Because the Bible says, blessed is the man that the Lord disciplines. When you do wrong, and God disciplines you for it, then God is correcting you. God is giving you a blessing when He gives you that discipline. In Psalm 89 and verse 15, they say, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. When we walk in the way of the Lord, when we walk in His word and His commands, we will be blessed. We will praise the Lord, we will worship Him, and we will serve Him. And that is how the blessing of God will flow into our lives. In Psalm 106, and verse 3, it say, blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all time. You know, some people, they say, why there's no blessings coming? Why God is not giving me a blessing? But let us read this verse. Read this verse. He says, blessed are they that keep judgment. Are you doing the right things? Are you doing what is just? And he that doeth righteousness. Are you doing what is right? or no. You know, some people, they believe in hard working. Hard working, it will not give you blessing if you will not do justice and judgment. God is bound with His word, and we need to abide with His word. You know, Psalm 112 and verse 1, Psalm 112 and verse 1, praise ye the Lord, blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delight greatly in His commandments. When you fear God, when you delight in the word of God, when you delight to obey the word of God, you know, when you stop sinning, when you start to fear God, you stop sinning. You start to seek God. You know, when coming to, no, I cannot do that, this is sin. I cannot do it. Not just you are fearing God. Even no one is watching, but you are afraid to do it because you are fearing God and fearing His command. At that moment, the blessing of God will flow in your life. You think that you are small? Oh, you would cheat? You would take it by right and left? God is up. He's looking everything. No blessing will come if you will do wrong. Blessed, that we say. God will not lie. He say, blessed he is the man that fears the Lord, that delight greatly in His commandment. Delight in the word of God. I will do this because this is what God say. I will not do wrong. That is how the blessing, it will reach you. It will reach your place. Hallelujah. Psalm 119 and verse 1 and 2, he say, blessed are the undefiled in the way, those who are not in sin, not living in sin. Blessed are those who are undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. They walk according to the word of God. That's why we have Bible, read the Bible. Blessed are they that keep His testimony and that seek Him with the whole heart. Are you seeking God with all your heart? Are you obeying Him? Are you fearing Him? Obeying the commands, reading the word of God? That's all things, how the blessing will come into your life. You know, sometimes we think, you know, like not to do wrong or to be humble. Oh, no. No blessing will come. No blessing will come if you think that you will do it with your own power, with all your own strength. It will not work. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13. Say, happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man getting understanding. The man who have wisdom and have understanding is happy, is blessed. And how you get wisdom and understanding? When you humble down. Sometimes you think that when you humble down it's weakness. No, it is not weakness. It's power. You meet is a power, power. We are learning today good things. We have to apply them in our lives so the blessing of the Lord will flow into our lives. Psalm 146 and verse 5. Psalm 146 verse 5. Listen to this. He says, happy or blessed. Happy is he that hath, that he have, the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Now you see, happy is he, blessed is he, who have the God of Jacob. You know, Jacob, he is the son of Isaac, and Isaac the son of Abraham. You see, happy is he, who have the God of Jacob. Why did he not say God of Abraham? Or why he did not say the God of Isaac? He said the God of Jacob. You know why? Jacob was a smart guy. He knew how to cheat. He cheated his brother. Yeah. He got from him the inheritance. Whatever way I would do it. I am smart. Huh? God disciplined him. He let him pass through trials, problem after problem, until he is clean. The same here for you. If you will not behave and follow God wholeheartedly, no blessing will flow in your life. And He will continue to discipline you, correct you. Yeah. Now you understand when you read the blessed, is He the God of Jacob? Jacob was naughty, but God disciplined. God allowed him trial, problems, until he corrected his ways. Yes, he said, blessed is he that have the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord, his God. Yes, when you put your hope is in the Lord, you will be blessed. You know, Jesus say, the Sadducees in Matthew 22 and verse 29, he told them, you are in error because you don't know the scripture and you don't know the power of God. In error. You are in a wrong way of understanding. We need to read the Bible to understand how the blessing of God will flow into our lives. What kind of a blessing will come from him? That's why we have to behave. We have to fear the Lord. We have to walk in His ways. Hallelujah. Let's read Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs chapter 8. The Bible is our curriculum on life until we reach heaven. Hallelujah. We need to read the Bible. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 32 to verse 36. He say, now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children. Listen to me, ye children. For blessed are they that keep my ways. When we keep the ways of God, you will be blessed. When we follow the ways of God, there's a blessing. You don't follow the ways, what will happen? There's a blessing. You're not following. You're not following. Blessed are they that keep his ways, hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Verse 34, blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates. He's listening to God. And blessed is the man who watches at my gate, he listens. Waiting at the post of my doors, for whosoever findeth me, findeth life. Whoever find the wisdom of God, find God, obey God, walk in his ways, he find life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. Hallelujah. But he that sinneth against me, those who do wrong, listen to this, see what will happen. Those who sin against me wrongeth his own soul, make a problem for himself. All they hate me love death. Those who hate the command of God, those who hate his word, they love death and they will end up in hell. And you know, hell is something real. That's why we have to behave. We have to fear the Lord, you know. Proverbs chapter 16. Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 20. He that handleth matter wisely shall find good. And whoever trusts in the Lord, happy is his. Is he. You know, when you trust God, you are happy. You know how to show that you trust God? You trust God when you obey God. Amen? You trust God when you obey the Lord, and the Lord will bless you. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 14. Happy is the man. You want to be happy? You want to be blessed? This is not all the way. When you read the Bible and you say, happy, okay, stay there. Let me check how I'll be happy. Get rid of your naughtiness, your sin. Yeah? Happy is the man that feareth always, but he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief. When you humble down, you don't harden your heart, you follow instruction, yeah? Don't be arrogant. Humble down. Blessing is just coming. But the arrogance, you, what will happen? You will fall into mischief, into troubles. Yeah? Now you understand the ways of God to receive His blessing. Amen. These are the ways that God is blessing us, written all in the Bible. That's why we read the Bible. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 7, the just man walketh in his integrity. His children, listen to this, his children are blessed after him. Oh, do you want the blessing for your children or no? Who wants the blessing for your children? Let's raise up your hands. What do you say? Yes. We need the blessing for our children. Yeah, what do you say? You say here, the just man walk in his integrity, I mean his secret, no doing wrong. And what do you say? His children are blessed after him. Because then why, you know, when the children see your life, yeah? They will see your life. If you are going straight, they will follow the same way. They say, oh, my dad was blessed, my mom was blessed. They will follow also the right way of God. So now we understand why we need to obey. Because the blessing of God will flow to our children. That we need to obey. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And let's read also Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 18. Where there is no vision, when there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Again, happy is he that he keeps the law of God, yeah? Right? When we keep the law of God, we are on the way. We can see clearly, there is a vision. We can see the next step in our lives. I mean, no confusion. That's why we need to obey the Lord. Let's go now to the, you know, to the New Testament. Let's go to Book of Luke. Book of Luke. And Luke chapter 11, verse 27-28. Luke 11, 27-28. Everyone should have his Bible, read the Bible. This is our curriculum until we reach heaven. Amen. That's the way to understand life. To go into the way of the blessing. Yeah? You want the blessing? You ride this bus, this way. You want hell? This is the another bus. Luke chapter 11, verse 27-28. And it came to pass, as he spake these things, a certain woman, Jesus was teaching the deep things of God, like now, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, blessed is the womb that bare thee and the paps which thou hast sucked. When the woman hear him teaching, he said, blessed the womb of the woman that carry you, get pregnant of you, and bless her breast that give you milk. See what Jesus answered? Let's read verse 28, how Jesus answered. But he said, ye rather blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Who are blessed? those who hear the word of God and who keep the word of God. You know, people have different standard and wrong standard of blessings. And they link things with the wrong ways. You know, this woman, she said, the mother of Jesus, Mary, is blessed because Jesus was speaking wisdom, and because she's the one give, she carry him, and she's the one who give him prayers, she's blessed because through her, Jesus was preaching good. You know, Mary's blessed. But the reason that she's blessed is not that because she carried Jesus in her womb or because she gave him milk in her breast. All the women, they do that, right? All the women, they carry children and they give their breast for their children to nurse them, right? But the blessing of Mary, let us discover why Mary was blessed. Let's go now to Luke chapter 1 and verse 46 and verse 48, he said, see here, and Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, for he hath regarded the low state of his handmaid, for behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. She said that all generations from now, they will call me blessed. Yes, Mary is blessed. Mary is blessed. You know why she blessed? Because she hear the word of God and she obeyed. Let us read now the calling of Mary and how she was pregnant with Jesus. It's a nice story, right? Read in the Bible. How Mary get pregnant with Jesus. And let's discover why she was blessed. And why did she say, rather, yeah, those who hear the word and obey them and keep it. Yeah, not to throw it away, not lose it. No, no. We have to hear the word and we keep it. Luke 1, and let's read the story of the birth of Jesus. Yes, we need to read it now to understand how Jesus was born. Probably in Luke chapter 1, and verse 27. To a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph. Mary was espoused to a man whose name Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, and hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. God was looking for a woman to carry his son Jesus Christ, because Jesus had to be born from woman. Why? Because he is 100% God and he is 100% also man. That's why he needs to be born by a woman. And God chose Mary, and God called Mary for that task. And verse 28, and when he saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. Mary not yet married. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. You know, this is the calling God called Mary. And you know, Mary responded to the call of God in her life. Mary was not yet married. And God called her to get pregnant without husband, because Jesus is God. Mary accepted. You know, at the time of Mary, if they would know a woman get pregnant without husband, without marriage, they may even stone her. But Mary listened to the word of God, and she obeyed and she kept it. She took the risk to obey God and respond to the calling of God in her life. That's the same here way. Accept the calling of God. Even there's risk, there's a blessing of God will be in your life. It will flow when you obey the Lord. If you will not serve God, no blessing at all will be flow in your life. Second, why Mary was blessed? Mary took the shame. You know, at that time, when if a woman gets pregnant without husband, without marriage, it's a very shameful thing. The relative, the friend, the neighbors. Did Mary obey or no? Did she think, oh, what the people will speak about me? Let them speak, I'm obeying God. I am doing what God wants me to do. Let them speak. Who is blessing you? God only can bless you, not the people. You know, certain time God put us in a very embarrassing situation. Like now. A virgin, young girl, you will get pregnant in a society, very shameful, they will stone her. She obey or no? She obey or no? She obey Mary, accepted the possible shame that she may receive from society, but accepted God's call. And she said, Posse, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. We should not ashamed. When God calls us to do certain things, even people criticize us, people don't like it, people opinion, we don't follow people. We follow what God says in His Word. So the blessing will flow in your life. Hallelujah. Mary did not doubt God. Did not say, see, there was no doubt in her. Don't put in your mind doubt. When God calls you to do something, do it. God is with you. See here, in verse 34. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man. She did not doubt, but she asked explanation. I don't know a man. How this would take place? If you have doubt, you ask God. Yeah? Open your heart to the Lord. He will answer you. Your question will be answered, but surrender your will to God. Listen to this. And the angel answered, explained to her. Explanation is there. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore, listen to this, therefore, also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Hallelujah. That is, she responded, he explained to her that the one who was born from you is the Son of God. Jesus was not given birth by a man, by God, through the pregnancy of Mary, by the Holy Spirit come upon her. In verse 7, listen to this and mark it in your Bible. For with God nothing shall be impossible. There's nothing impossible with God. Amen? Nothing impossible with the Lord. And what does it say? Blessed they who hear the word. That's it in Luke 11. And Luke 11 and verse 28. You say, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Mary hear the word of God, amen? And she kept it. And she replied to him in verse 38. And Mary said, behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me, hallelujah, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. God is calling you. God wants you to serve Him. You know, God wants you to follow Him. God wants you to do His work that He had prepared for you. In John chapter 12 and verse 26. John 12 and verse 26. If any man serve me, let him follow me. Hallelujah. I will follow you, Lord. And where I am, there shall also my servant. I will be where you want me, Lord. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. You want God to honor you? You want God to bless you? You want the blessing of God in your life? Join with Mary. Let us join with Mary. Let us pray as Mary prayed, and she said, she told him, be it unto me according to thy word, according to what he promised her. Amen. Let's come to God now. Let's stand in his presence. Let us surrender our life to him. Now you know the ways of the blessing, right? Walk on it. Continue walking. The blessing will flow. Let's repent of your sin, lack of commitment, lack of serving God. Repent of your doubts, your arrogance, your pride, your feeling ashamed. Repent of all these things. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Stand in his presence. Tell him, Lord, I am coming to you, Jesus. Let it be, Lord, unto me according to your word. God has a plan for you. Amen. Don't be ashamed of the gospel. Don't be ashamed of Jesus. Don't be ashamed of people. No one can bless you except he. Let's follow Mary, what she said. Thank you, Jesus.
According to your promises, I live.
give unto us, made unto me, according to your word. Thank you for my brethren who give their life to you, Lord. Raise them to serve you. Raise up more workers, servants of yours, to follow you, Lord, and reward and bless your church and your people. Take your message and spread it. Let your name be lifted up and glorified. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.